Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a great Father you are. What an awesome King you are. What a mighty God you are. Oh, we bless you today. We honor you today. Oh, we honor you as our shepherd, leading us in the paths of righteousness. Oh, yes, I thank you that you have already prepared a table. Oh, yeah, in the presence of our enemies. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, a great table, a great feast. And you are, hallelujah, slaughtering every enemy in the way. So, Father, we just thank you this morning for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We thank you that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus carried our sicknesses. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So we are thanking you today, this morning. Oh, we give you glory. You are the King of glory. You are the King of glory. We bless your holy name. We honor your presence. We call you Lord. We call you Abba Father. And so, Father, this morning, as we are on Bible Story Land live, woo, hallelujah, live on Bible Story Land, what a great God you are. We could have slept away through the night, but you called our names. Yeah, you woke us up. You blew your breath again. And, Lord, I thank you for the oxygen supply that you give us every day. You give us a lot of oxygen to breathe, to breathe. You give us oxygen supply that we need. Oh, God, you make sure our brain get enough oxygen to function. Our body, all of our organs get enough oxygen to function. What a great Father you are. We just love and adore you. We just bless you, Lord God. We come to love on you this morning. We come to say thank you, Father. We come with grateful hearts. Our hearts are touched by your, oh, by your magnificence, by your holiness. Our hearts are touched by the sacrifice that you made for us. Nobody ever did that for us but you, oh God. We thank you that you gave a great sacrifice, your only life. You only have one life, and you laid it down for us, oh God. You were on a cross. You had nails in your hands, nails in your feet, a thorn of crowns upon your head, and they spat on you, and they beat you unmercifully before they put you on there. You took every stripe that you took for our healing. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, Father. We bless you, Lord God. And we thank you for what you're doing. Oh, my God, you are so awesome. You are so great. You are so mighty. Oh, what a great Father you are. You are omnipresent. Oh, Lord, there is nobody like you. Nobody. Nobody like you, God. Nobody like you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you this morning. We appreciate you, Father. We bless and honor you, Father. We just thank you that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Holy is your name. Great is your name. And so this morning on Bible Story Land, Lord, we thank you that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. That Jesus carried our sickness, our infirmities, and we cast all stripes, all spirits, we cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attack our bodies in the name of Jesus. We break, rebuke, and cast out any spirit of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in our lungs, bones, breath, throat, back, spine, liver, kidneys, pancreas, skin, our stomach, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, leukemia, blood diseases, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, or insomnia, in the name of Jesus. We speak healing and strength to our bones, muscles, joints, organs, head, eyes, throat, glands, blood, marrow, lungs, kidneys, liver, spleen, spine, pancreas, eyes, bladder, ears, nose, sinuses, mouth, tongue, and feet, in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from all heart attacks, rooted in fear, and we command all spirits of fear to leave in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from diabetes, rooted in rejection, self-hatred, inheritance, and guilt, and command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from all high blood pressure rooted in fear and anxiety and command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from asthma rooted in fear concerning relationships in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from a weakened immune system, and we say our immune system is strengthened in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are the health of our countenance. We thank you for your healing virtue throughout all our bodies. We thank you that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Let your virtue touch our lives and heal us in Jesus' name. Release the fire of God to burn out any sickness and disease that would operate in our bodies in the name of Jesus. No sickness nor plague will come nigh our dwelling. And Lord, we thank you that Jesus arise over our lives with healing in his wings. The Lord is the strength of our lives. We command every germ or sickness that touches our body to die in the name of Jesus. We are redeemed from sickness and disease. Every plague is stopped when it comes near us through the atonement of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves from every infirmity. Jesus Christ makes us whole. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, we thank you that our bodies function in the wonderful way that you made them and designed them to function. We thank you that you are almighty, almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to you. So, Father, we thank you for Children's Day on Bible Storyland. We are grateful that you are a way maker. You make a way where there's seemingly no way. Oh, you are a great way maker, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, for the way that you have made already, that the way is already made. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just come thanking you for forgiving us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you, oh, God. We owe you all the thanks, all the glory. We honor you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we could call on you and we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We call on you this morning and we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you this morning that you are a great Father. Nobody's great like you, Father. Nobody can compare. And so, Father, even at his Children's Day today, we thank you for blessing the children today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, blessing the children's families, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Are grateful that Jesus loves us, not just today, but every day. Jesus loves us, and we're his children no matter what age we are. We could be 125, 150. We can be 1 day old, 1 minute old. We are still his children, and he loves us. We're so grateful this morning for Children's Day on Bible Storyland. There is no God great like Jehovah. There is no God great like Jehovah. So we thank the Lord this morning that he is a mighty God, that he is the mighty I am. Oh, none can compare. Oh, no. None can compare to how awesome he is, how mighty he is. None can compare to our God, how awesome, how mighty, how holy he is. Thank you this morning, O God. We call upon your name, O God, and we say thank you, Lord God, for being almighty, for being here and there and everywhere, all at the same time. What a great Father you are, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for everything that you've done already and what you're about to do. Oh, God, you are a great God, a mighty God, a faithful Father, a loyal King. No God great like you. So this morning on Children's Day, I want to tell you, most children are not covered in prayer. Most children, the majority of them, are not prayed with, they're not prayed for, they are uncovered. So God is calling us to pray like never before for the children. We got to pray for the children. Their mamas don't cover them, their daddies don't cover them, their grandparents don't cover them, aunts, uncles don't cover them, nobody covers them. Teachers don't cover them, pastors don't cover them, apostles don't cover them. We got to cover them. We got to cover them. Our children are in a battle. They don't even know they're in a battle. But we're the ones that's called to pray for the children. I'm going to pray a prayer this morning from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book. It's called Prayers That Bring Change. And it's called The Next Generation Prayer. That's from her book. Her book, Prayers That Bring Change, The Next Generation Prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the next generation. We bind the spirit of the cosmic creator, and we come against the spirit that would put the spotlight on the world to make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. We declare this spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless. We declare that the generation that is being birthed will hunger, have a hunger, a great hunger, and a great thirst for the things of God. They will lay down the things of the world and hunger and thirst for righteousness. We release prayer warriors in elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and colleges. We release prayer warriors in every city, oh God, to pray for your children, the babies, the ones that are on the way, the ones that are in the crib, ones that are in the incubator, the ones that are can't even talk yet, the ones that are toddling around, the ones, Lord God, that are barely here in school, the ones in elementary, ones in middle, high school, ones in college. We lift them up before you, Father God. Release your anointing, God, to the technical schools, beauty schools, and all places of training and education. God, anoint young people to represent you in the marketplace, oh God. Oh God, Hollywood, the political arenas, professional athletes, other industries of influence in the lives of our young people. We break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of the Father being released in our nation. We bind every foul spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be concerning the innocent bloodshed in the land. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, and evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of Jesus. The devices set against children from the womb to college are broken. We bind every perverse spirit that will come against our children, incubus, succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and other sexual crimes or spirits of violation. You will not steal the purity of our children. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. We declare that young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer shall peer pressure plague our children, the young people down. They shall shine as light on the top of a hill and draw others into the kingdom of God. Oh, Lord, we thank you that your word says that if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. So we decree and declare the next generation will lift you up in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we are grateful this morning that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great name. We honor your presence this morning. We are grateful that you, the Most High God, know every child you created. You know their needs and what they're going through. So we ask you this morning to help our children, oh God. So I thank God this morning. We have Minister Sherrod Brunson on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. He's going to say a prayer for our children. Good morning, Minister Sherrod. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're so glad you joined us this morning. He's a young man on the battlefield for the Father. He's being prepared for marriage, so we thank God. How old are you, Minister Sherrod?
27.
You're catching up with me. Hallelujah. Amen. I got a 7 in my age, too.
That's all right. That's all right.
Hallelujah. Well, we're going to let you pray this morning, and we thank God for you.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing, and we thank you for what you're about to do. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the Bible story land, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for Sister G, God, leading us in a time, oh God, of worship and prayer and causing us to galvan us together, oh God, so that we can intercede for our generation, the next generation, the generation before us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray and we're interceding, oh God, for this current generation and the generation that is coming, God. We're praying in the name of Jesus, God, that you meet the needs, oh God, that you touch broken hearts, oh God, that you touch broken minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You said, God, you have predestined us, oh God. You knew us in our mother's womb, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So allow me to correct myself, oh God, and declare that there is no one broken in the name of Jesus. There is no one that is in need, oh God. You've assured the success of each and every child, oh God, each and every teenager, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you secured their very life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So God, I pray for those parents, oh God, those guardians, oh God, that you have placed, God, to lead and guide in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, oh God, for their spirits, their mind, oh God, as they're pouring into these children, oh God, that you touch them, oh God, that you strengthen them, that you keep them, and that you cover them in the name of Jesus, God. And even for that one that doesn't have a covering, God, you said, when our mother and our father forsaken thee, I'll be there for thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for that one in the name of Jesus who's a motherless child, fatherless child, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you raise up someone that they can glean to, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we curse the spirit of rejection, oh God. We curse the spirit of not feeling good enough, oh God, and not feeling worthy enough, oh God. We curse that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your word declares, who the Son sets free, it's free indeed. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but the power, love, and a sound mind. So we pray power in the name of Jesus. We pray that each and every generation, oh God, that is present and generation that is coming, oh God, that they realize the power that they have, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they realize the power that they have. Yes, that they realize the power that they have, that they realize that they are more than conquerors, oh God, that they realize in the name of Jesus, oh God, that God, that they can do anything but fail in the name of Jesus, in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you have placed us at the right hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, you said that we are heirs with you, in the name of Jesus, God, you said in your word that you won't withhold no good things from us, in the name of Jesus, so God, I pray, oh God, that you let a child know this morning, God, that you let a parent know, God, give them wisdom. Woe unto those, oh God, that take advantage of children, oh God. Woe unto those that belittle, oh God. Woe unto those that talk down, God. Woe unto those, oh God, that speaks death, oh God, and not speak life. Woe unto those that speak curses, and God, that misuse and mishandle the life, oh God, that they are currently raising, oh God. Woe unto them, oh God, have mercy on our souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for that parent that doesn't have the wisdom, that parent that doesn't have the things, oh God, that they need to raise their baby, God, I pray that you send the help, oh God, that you send the help, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you send the resources, oh God, and that their hearts not be hardened, oh God, but ready to receive in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for those grandmothers, oh God. We thank you for those aunties in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those strangers who stepped up to the plate to ensure that a child is succeeding, God, to ensure that a child has, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that church, oh God, that has taken it upon themselves to see to it that the child has, oh God. We thank you in the name of Jesus for each and every program that is geared to making sure that a child has, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that there will be no child lacking, oh God, this holiday season, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I ask that you cause a great awakening in the name of Jesus. God, help us to understand that every time that a child is birthed into the world, God, that is your majesty being exposed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us not be naive of your glory in the name of Jesus, God, but let us render unto you in the name of Jesus. Let us render unto you. Have mercy on our souls, God. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you all of the honor, even those that are presently on this call that have children, that have nieces and nephews, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for them, oh God. I pray, God, that we all continue to be the light in the name of Jesus, that we continue to be the mentor, that we continue to be the support, that we continue, God, to be the guider, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you, and we serve the devil. Notice that he is a liar and that he is defeated in the name of Jesus and the generation, and we decree it and declare it that this generation shall live in the name of Jesus. This generation shall live and not die, but declare your works in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Brunson. We appreciate that prayer. Oh, my God, what a mighty, mighty prayer that was. We have this fiance on with us, my spiritual daughter, Evangelist Larell Parsons. Good morning, Larell. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. How you doing?
Doing great. I see you refreshed this morning, so we thank God for
yes.
you.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Thank God for you, too.
All right, so it's prayer time. And this is a prayer warrior as well, like her fiance, Minister Brunson. They can pray now. So we'll listen. Right ahead.
Father, in Jesus' name, God, we come before you this morning, Lord. First of all, God, we want to say thank you, God, for a new day. Thank you, God, for new opportunities, oh, God. Father, we thank you, oh, God, just for being, God, all by yourself, oh, God. Father, we lift up our children before you, oh, God. And, God, we know that each and every day our children are dying, God, at the hands of violent activity, oh, God, at the hands of one another, at the hands of their parents, God, at the hands of their schoolmates, oh, God. And so, Father, we just come against gun violence, oh, God. We come against our children dying early, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God, for shielding our children, God, protecting them, God, keeping a hedge of protection around them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we even pray for our children and our families, our nieces, our nephews, our brothers, our sisters, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, oh, God, our children's children, God, even those children that have not yet been born. God, we pray for our children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray now, God, against the hands of the enemy, God, that would seek to steal, kill, and destroy. God, but we thank you that you sent your only son, Jesus, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So, God, we pray for abundant life over our children, oh, God, that our children will not die too soon. They will not die early. God, they will not die, God, before they see every promise of their parents fulfilled, oh, God, in their lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that they will not die, God, before they receive their inheritance, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not die, God, before they receive salvation, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for every child that is not saved. God, you said, suffer not the children to come to you, oh, God. God, you said to train up our children in the way that they should go, so that when they get older, they will not depart from it, oh, God. So, God, we pray for every child, from the youngest to the oldest, God. We pray for those that are not yet saved, oh, God. God, we pray that, God, they will come into the knowledge of salvation. God, we know they're never too young and they're never too old to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God, we pray, God, that our children will be taught of the Lord. God, we pray now, God, that children will be prayed for and prayed over, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, for prayer in the home. We pray, God, for praying parents, praying grandparents, oh, God, praying godparents, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you will cover our children, God, that you will surround them with godly parents, godly adults, oh, God, that can cover them in prayer, God, that can keep them lifted up, oh, God, even those that have a discerning spirit, God, to know when the children are going too far out, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and can keep them lifted up in the spirit, God. God, we come against every demonic activity, God, every generational curse, God. God, every generational curse, God, of homosexuality, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, identity confusion, oh, God, boys turning themselves into girls and girls turning themselves into boys, oh, God. God, we bind that spirit now in the name of Jesus, God, even in our families, oh, God. We come against sex changes, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against it now, God, in the name of Jesus, and we declare and decree that the enemy cannot have our children, cannot have their minds, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we declare and decree that our children will not be transgender. They will not be gay. They will not be homosexuals, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. They will not be molesters, God. They will not be raped or a rapist, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we bind the spirit of incest, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just come against the hands of the enemy, God, and we snatch them back out of the hands of the enemy right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our children's minds, oh, God. We come against every terrorist attack, oh, God. plotted by our children in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you shield and protect our children from what they watch on television, from what they see their parents doing, from what they see, God, their friends doing, oh God. We come against the spirit of peer pressure, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Drugs and alcohol abuse, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Sex trafficking, oh God. Prostitution, oh God. Children, child pornography, oh God. God, we come against it now in the name of Jesus. And God, we just ask that you release a hedge of protection around our children in the name of Jesus, that you assign angels to every child, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for our children. We cover our children, Lord. We come against abductions. We come against murders. We come against kidnappings, oh God. We pray for those children that have already been abducted and kidnapped. And God, we pray that you allow those children to be found safe. God, there's a child somewhere right now, God, that's being abducted, and we stop the hands of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. God, that man or that woman, God, that's trying to abduct that child, even now, God, we declare and decree in the name of Jesus that the enemy is loosing that child in the name of Jesus. The enemy is loosing his hold on that child in the name of Jesus, God. We declare, God, right now, God, that the devil shall loose that child and let him or her go. We bind every Amber Alert in the name of Jesus, even those that are about to be sent out. We declare, decree that it is being retracted, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you for snatching that child out of the hands of the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We bless you for it, oh God. We pray for our children, God. We pray for those closest to us, oh God. And God, we just cover them in prayer. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you that at the name of Jesus, at the sight of the blood of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. God, we pray, oh God, God, just that you would keep a fiery hedge of protection around our children and that no weapon that is formed against them shall be able to prosper. And God, we call it done and we call it so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Mighty woman of God, we thank you for that awesome, powerful prayer. We appreciate you, Laurel. God bless you. Love you. All right, we're going to continue. Let's continue to pray for our children, not just on Children's Day on Bible Storyland, but every day. I put notes up around, you know, because we get distracted. So we got to remember, let's pray for the children. If we don't pray for them, you know, the enemy's out to get them, but our prayers stop every attack of the enemy that's trying to target our children. We can't allow them to be targeted. We got to get on the prayer wall. We got to pray every day. And, you know, God gave parents duties as well. He said, parents, teach him in the morning. Teach him in the afternoon. Teach him at night. What does he want them taught? He want them taught about him. And he don't want them to worship other gods, false gods. So we got to teach our children as well to pray for themselves when they're old enough, when they can language, when they start saying, Mama, Daddy, we can teach them to pray right then. So parents are instructed. You know, as parents, God expects parents to teach the children, to train the children, to provide for the children, to nurture the children, to control the children, and to love the children. So as parents, we have an awesome responsibility. It can be extremely difficult, dependent upon our view on being a parent. You know, some people have a certain view about being a parent. But when we have God's view, that's the right view. It's the right view to have, God's view. He said, train them up in the way they should go. And when they're older, they will not depart from the word of God. It will be so ingrained in them. You know, sometimes I sit and I think about the times that my father knelt with me in prayer and taught me Our Father, which art in heaven, taught me to say, now lay me down to sleep. Those things are so ingrained in me, I still remember. So our children will remember when we put those things. And, you know, we have to continually tell our children they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. When they say, I can't, Mama, I can't. Daddy, I can't. We say, oh, yeah, what's our scripture? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This kind of strength, you know, comes from Christ. And that kind of strength enables us to do what Christ requires us to do. It gives us physical strength, spiritual strength. So we have to call on the name of the Lord continuously for our children. When you're driving in your car, pray for the children. When you're washing dishes, pray for the children. When you're in the yard, pray for the children. In the grocery store, pray for the children. You ever notice some children in the grocery store, they're out of order, knocking stuff off the shelf, making all kind of noises? Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for the children. Not just when you hear, like Laurel said, an Amber Alert. Pray for them daily. So I thank God it's time to sing praises unto our King. That's what we live for. We were born to praise him. We were born to give him glory. So let us praise God this morning for his glorious grace, for the free gift of life that he's given us. He gave us his dear son, Jesus. Ephesians 1:5 says, praise is comely for the upright, people who have, you know, who live right. We got to praise God daily. It's praise time on Bible Storyland. We have with us this morning Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. And you?
I'm doing great, too. It's good to hear your voice. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you. And the same to you. I sure have enjoyed the prayers this morning.
Amen. They were awesome. Huh? We've got young people praying this morning. We've got a young speaker on this morning, too.
I'm telling you, we've got to seek him early. We've got to teach our children to seek him early. Early.
Yes, ma'am. What are you going
to do? Then they'll know how to handle the problems of life.
I'm sorry, you a little bit away from the phone. I cannot understand you.
I said we have to teach them early, then they'll know how to handle the situations in life.
Amen, amen.
Yes, we have to teach them early. And you know what? It's not so hard. It's not so hard. It's simple. It's simple. So that's the song I want to share with you today. This is a song my group used to do for the young people, and it's been a while, but we'll see what happens. It's a simple method to be saved. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. It's a simple method to be saved. Simple to be saved. So simple to be saved. It's a simple method to be saved. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. It's a simple method to be saved, simple to be saved, so simple to be saved. Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, and Jesus is his name. Simple to be saved, so simple to be saved. It's a simple method to be saved. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. It's a simple method to be saved. Simple to be saved. So simple to be saved. The wise men came from the east. Find place where Savior laid. Open the gift on that special day. The wise men. It's simple to be saved. So simple to be saved. It's a simple method to be saved. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. It's a simple method to be saved. Simple to be saved. So simple to be saved. It's simple to be saved. So simple to be saved.
Amen, amen. It's simple to be saved. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God made it simple, so he made it easy for us to be saved. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Pastor Donna. We got her cousin on here with us, Jackie Travis. Jackie, we don't know what part of the world you're in today. Hi, Jackie. How you doing?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm still in Georgia. I have my Aunt Elizabeth and my Aunt Lee here. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Hold on, St. Lou. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, with my Aunt Lou and Aunt Elizabeth. We land here. I'm with Aunt Elizabeth. She said she's a little hoarse today. But we had, they had the little bit. Who?
Oh, okay. Did the baby come yet?
Work. No. December the 1st supposed to be.
All right. Coming up.
Yeah. Yes. So they had their little next door neighbor, the girl that takes care of little nephew, hung herself Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. So please pray for that family. And my sister Evelyn lost her uncle Ray. He died yesterday. So pray for her also, please. Remember them in prayer. Appreciate it. So I will let you know when the baby's on the way, okay?
Okay.
All right.
What do you got to sing this
morning? So I have some little, I have a little song that me and Sylvia and Edwina sang together when we were kids. We used to sing, I'm going to sit at the welcome table, and he found me.
All
right. Hold on, Lou. I'm going to sit at the welcome table. I'm going to sit at the welcome table one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm going to sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory one of these days. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me. Gonna tell God how you treat me one of these days, hallelujah. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me. Gonna tell God how you treat me one of these days. Look, when he found me. He found me, and I'm glad, and I'm glad. He found me, and I'm glad, and I'm glad. He used to say, deep and wide, there's a fountain floating deep and wide. Deep and wide, there's a fountain floating deep and wide. Wide and deep, there's a fountain floating wide and deep. Wide and deep, there's a fountain floating wide and deep. Then you know we used to say, this is a light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
It's the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Well,
this light of mine,
Lord,
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elizabeth.
And, woo! That was Aunt Elizabeth singing.
Yeah, all by herself. Yes, I never sing.
Oh, my God. That was beautiful. I loved all those songs y'all sang. That was so awesome.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good to hear yours. I know you were hoarse for a time there, but your voice is strong now.
So I get hoarse up in the day, then I got you kind of messed up some. I feel better for the day.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for Aunt Lou, Aunt Elizabeth. We thank you that those women have been on the battlefield a long time, way in their 90s, oh God. And we thank you for the one that even had a birthday recently, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives, keeping them strong and healthy and well. You said, beloved above all, I wish you in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, they are prospering and in health, and their soul is prospering, and we bless the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
We have another young woman on with us this morning, Mother Fanny. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
How you feeling this morning?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. My boss is kind of hoarse a little bit.
I hear that. I hear it. Well, Father, touch Mother Fanny's vocal cords, her throat, bathe her throat, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you for what you're doing in Mother Fanny's life, oh God, as she too has been on the battlefield a long time. We cover her with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. And we thank you for what you're doing in Mother Fanny's life, oh God. We bless and honor you right now in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, Mother, we're not going to ask you to strain your voice to sing this morning, but we are grateful you're on.
Yes, I'm going to try to do the best I can.
Oh, okay. Well, go right ahead.
Have faith in God. Have faith in God.
Have faith
sing, God. Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, we got the young people on this morning, 80s and 90s years young. We thank God for your mother, Fanny. That was awesome. Don't sound like a thing's wrong with that voice. I tell you, under the anointing, we're able to do great things. So I thank God for those who sang, those who prayed. And, you know, the moment we've been waiting for is the word is coming up. The word of God, oh, God, the word of God. We love the word of God on Bible Storyland. So our speaker this morning is my spiritual son, a mighty man of God from Jacksonville, Florida. He's anointed to preach the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ. His name is Michael Smith. He's a mighty man of God. I thank God for him. Good morning, Minister Michael Smith. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. We're so glad you joined us this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
But let God have his way.
Okay. God gave me a few words, so I'm just going to say that and get out the way. I'm going to go to 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 7. It says, and deliver judge Lot, that's with the filthy conversation of the wicked. I'm going to go to Hebrews 10 and 38. And the Bible says, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall not have no pleasure in him. And in this wicked and perverse generation that we're living in this time and season that we're currently in this country, in this nation, we're going to have to trust God more and more like never before. We're going to really have to believe God. The Bible says some trust in horses and some trust in men, but we will remember the Lord our God. We're going to have to really put all we got in Jesus. We can't look at the job. We can't look at the money. We can't look at the cars and clothes. We can't look at the things that we gained on our own, but we got to look unto Jesus. I heard Hebrews say, looking unto him, which is the author and the finisher of all our faith. God started this thing, and God's going to end this thing. I know some of you think Donald Trump came out of nowhere, but I want to let you know that God raised Donald Trump up to teach the church how to go back to prayer, to teach the church how to trust in him. Some of us been trusted in everything. We've been slack. We ain't been on the job. We've been doing everything else but putting trust in Jesus. We start building up money on time at the job, but God raised up a man by the name of Donald Trump to send the church back inside of him, to take the church back to prayer, to take the church back to fasting, to take the church back to trust in him. I know you don't know what to do. This man is crazy. He lost his mind. This is a God man. God raised a man up so the church can get saved. God raised a man up so the church can go back to their first love. Some of us doing everything else but believing in Jesus. I know you want to give up. I know you want to turn around, but I here to encourage you on today. Don't you give up and don't you look back, because God don't start working until it get dark. God don't start moving until it get dark. I know you still want him to come and show up and make a way for you, but he said it ain't got dark enough. He said that's not enough hell in your life for me to show up. When it get dark, when the trial gets to an end, where it feel like you got to give up, that's when I'm going to step in. When it looks like the children done lost their car ticking by, that's when I'm going to step in. When you done lost your job, when you done lost the house, when you done lost the car, that's when I'm going to step in. It's not dark enough. It hasn't got dark enough. That's why God ain't moving. That's why he ain't said nothing. But when it get dark, that's when Jesus stepped in. I heard the Bible say that God make his way in darkness. He move when it's dark. He do what he want when it's dark. It ain't dark enough. It's still day outside. But when the hell comes down, then God will move. I know it feels like you don't know what to do, but the three Hebrew boys said, if he don't deliver us, we know that he's still able. God wants you to get to a place in him that even if he send you in hell, you said, even if he leaves me here, I know that he'll bring me out. Even if he let the hells come against, even if he let demons out and attack me like dogs, I know that God can still make a way. I know that God can still open the door. He made a way for the children of Israel. Then they turned around and said, can God make a way in the wilderness? That's just what the church do. He brought you out one thing, and then you turn back around and say, can he do that? He said, you of little faith, you don't trust me, you don't believe me. You're looking at everything else but Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. Look towards Jesus. I know you think this great country, which is called America, going to always stand, going to always be the head, going to always lead. But I hear to tell you by a prophet that this nation shall be like a third world country. We shall be without food. We shall be without water. Folks going to fight and kill just over the daily necessity that we have now. It's going to come to an end in America where you ain't going to be able to go to Walmart and buy bread. But see, the church going to have enough faith. We're going to go to the refrigerator and say, let there be. And there's going to be food in the refrigerator. There's going to be fried chicken. There's going to be macaroni and cheese. There's going to be grits and eggs. There's going to be collard greens. There's going to be bread. There's going to be lunch meat. The church going to go to the gas station and they're going to look at the tank and say, let there be. And your gas gonna multiply. The church gonna go to the children, and they're gonna have colds, and they're gonna say, let there be, and they're gonna be healed. I know you think we're gonna always have doctors, but doctors finna give up. I know you think that the nation just gonna stand, but God is breaking America. God is breaking America. And I know some of you think this just the devil, but I come to tell you, the devil ain't in charge. The devil ain't got no power. The Bible says, let the powers that be of the higher power. The devil ain't got no power. He just doing what my daddy say. See, the devil is just a 9mm bullet, but God is the trigger man. The devil is just a hit man, but God is the godfather. The devil ain't got no power. The devil ain't in control. God is ruling. He's making a way. He's sending Donald Trump to make choices in this nation. God is in charge. He's trying to get the church back to trusting him, back to believing him, back to putting all of their heart in him. We've trusted in everything else. We bowed in everything else. We started looking at everything else. But we need to go back to our first love. Go back to Jesus. Go back to Jesus. Go back to Jesus. Go back to walking like him. Go back to talking like him. Go back to looking like him. Go back to Jesus. Some of us dress unclean. Some of us talk unclean. But he said, except you be holy, you won't be able to see me. He said, holiness without which no man can see the Lord. You got to walk holy. You got to live holy. You got to be holy. You got to walk like Jesus. Get back at that word. Get back with the Lord. Look unto him. Say, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I heard Jehoshaphat said when they came against him. He said, we don't know what to do. But what we do know that when we stand in this house, when we stand in this house, our eyes is upon you. What he was really telling the Lord. I ain't trusting in my money. I ain't trusting in my wife. I ain't trusting in my husband. I ain't trusting in the job, and I sure ain't trusting in the politics of this nation, but I'm trusting in you. I ain't looking for no funds. I ain't looking for a doctor, but God, I look unto you, which is the author, which is the finisher. God, I'm looking unto you. You started this thing, and you're in this thing. For the ways of a man is not of himself, but is of the Lord. How can he understand this way? I know you're going through stuff now and you're scratching your head. You say, I don't know what to do. I'm about to give up. But I'm telling you, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I know it's dark in your life and you want to throw in the towel. But I'm telling you to hold on, because God is getting ready to step in on time. I know it looks like all hell is breaking loose, but God don't move until it gets dark. Put your trust in the Lord. and he'll bring you out. Put your trust in Jesus, and he'll make a way. Look unto him, look unto him, look unto him, and he'll see you through. He said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. I carry your children. I'll carry your marriage. I'll carry your family. I'll carry your life. But you got to put yourself in me. Don't trust in your money. Don't trust in your marriage. Don't trust in your houses. It's going down, but I dare you to hold on to that word, and God will bring you out. Hold on to that word, and God will see you through. He said, before one jot, before one tittle, what he really was saying. See, the jot is the dot of an I, and the tittle is the line of an I. What the Lord really was saying. Before one letter fell, before one letter fell, before Koban CDDO Shandabaha, before one letter of my word fell, heaven and earth be no more. Well, I come to tell you with a confidence. I come to tell you with my hands on my hip, and I'm going to let my backbone slip, that God ain't going to let his word fail. I know. You don't know what to do. You're afraid to go to the store because there's murder everywhere. But if you take this word, God will cover you. If you take this word, God will protect you. He said, my glory shall be your defense. Don't you worry about the sickness that hit your body. God just let things show up just so you can call on him. Sometimes you can do so good in your life that you forget about God, so he had to send a little trial so you can look back up to him. He had to send a little hell so you'll know who ruled this thing. God just wants you to know that he's still in control. I don't care what go on in Washington. I don't care what go on in this nation. Trust in me and I'll see you through. Trust in me and I'll bring you out. I come to tell you, church, that Jesus is on the way. I know it sounds cliche, but he's on his way. I see that white horse, and he's soon on his way. Hold on, hold on, and God's going to bring you out. You just shall live by faith. Lot was able to be delivered out of Sodom and Gomorrah because he was a just man, because he was a holy man, because he was a righteous man. God ain't bring you out if you don't live holy. God ain't bring you out if you don't walk right. God ain't bring you out if you ain't looking unto him. You better keep your eyes on Jesus. I heard Peter say, bid me to come on the water. Peter was doing right, but he looked at the wind. You looked at something, and that's why you fell. But you better lift your voice and say, Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me. Save me, Lord. I need you, God. I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you. I want to be like you. I want to lay hands on the sick, and they shall be healed. I want to raise the dead, open the blind eyes. I want to prophesy. I want the Holy Ghost, but I don't just want the Holy Ghost. I want fire in my belly, so when the enemy show up, it'll burn. When the enemy show up, it'll burn. I heard the Lord say, when the enemy come in like a flood, I know it looks like he's taking you down, but if you got a word on the inside, God's lifting the standard. Somebody say, what do you do when you're going through hell? Well, I'll tell you what to do. If he anointed you to preach, you preach your way out. If he anointed you to pray, you pray your way out. If he anointed you to sing, you sing your way out. And surely
and surely, you will come out. I'm out of here, family. I just want to tell you good evening. God bless you. But I want to let you know that God will take care of you. Be not dismayed, whatever be tied. God will take care of you.
Amen, amen. Michael, are you 22 yet or are you still 21? All right, he may not be able to answer me because he preached it. Oh, my God, he preached and preached and preached. But I thank God for Brother Michael, Minister Michael Smith, Jacksonville, Florida. I'm almost speechless. That word that God gave me, just 21 years old. He may be on the way to 22, but he got an old man spirit. I mean, he preached the word. I thank God for him. We met at Walmart. He was working there. Mighty man of God, young man of God, on fire for the Lord. So I thank God for Minister Michael Smith. We call him Pastor Smith. He preached that word. Well, he come out of 2 Peter 2:7, Hebrews 10:38. He preaches the word. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I cover your son, Michael Smith, oh God, with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Michael's life. I thank you, Lord God, I cover him with the blood. He's healed by the stripes of Jesus. And, Lord, pour back into him everything he poured out into us, oh God. Refresh him, renew his strength. Keep him, keep him, keep him, keep him, keep him, keep him, keep him under the shadow of your almighty wings. And we thank you for that word that you preached through Michael today. As he opened his mouth, you preached the word through him. And we say, thank you, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning. I believe all of us are saved this morning. But just in case someone's not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. So we thank God. You know, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous produces much. It avails much. When we pray, God answers. We don't pray prayers in vain, not his children. We pray so God can answer our prayers. And we thank God this morning that he hears, he answers prayers. So it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. Anyone need prayer, press 1. All right, well, we have another pastor on with us this morning, Pastor George. We thank God for you this morning. We thank God for each of you who came on from different cities, different states in the United States of America. And like, you know, Pastor Michael said, don't be dismayed now. God is definitely able. So he's just drawing us closer to him. He used different methods to allow us to get closer. You know, you see different things happen, you go like, oh, God, but he got us in the palm of his almighty hand. Nobody can snatch us out. So we thank God this morning for the word that came forth, the songs of praise unto the Lord. And it's prayer time now. So I'm thanking the Lord this morning for everything that you're doing. All right, thank you. So we're thanking God for everything that, you know, he's done already and the things he about to do. So we're going to be closing out very soon, but I'm going to cover everybody this morning with the blood of Jesus, Pastor Donna. I'll cover her and everything that we, you know, we pray for her. We cover her. We cover Jackie Travis and the request that they made. We cover everybody with the blood this morning, Mother Fanny, Mother Ludell, who's going on 98. We pray a hedge of protection around her. She's been under the weather. We pray for everybody on this morning. We cover ourselves with the blood. We thank God for what he's done on Bible Storyland. We look forward to talking to you next Saturday. It will be Senior Citizens Day. So we'll be on, God's willing, and he's able. So we look forward to hearing from you next week. Anybody have anything they want to say before we close out?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Sister G. Praise the Lord. I just want to say I have enjoyed the prayer. I've enjoyed the young man's word, and it's just been a tremendous blessing this morning. And I'm happy that you invited me to be part of it and just be blessed. And I thank you for that.
Amen, amen. All right, well, thank God for each of you this morning. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. We plan, if God's will, to be on next Saturday, 9 a.m., same place. You know the number, 1-619-789-4313. So call in, and we look forward to talking to you. Now, I want you to know God's love for you is amazing. He's an amazing God. When you look around God's green earth and you look around, you think he created all that in 6 days. But you know he's all wise, all knowing. He rested. So we got to rest as well. And I thank God for you this morning. I thank God for you. God loves all of us. All of us. You know, I always make the joke to everybody. I always say, I'm his favorite daughter. But so are you, his favorite son and his favorite daughters. So I want to tell you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord. Don't forget, pray for the children. Pray, 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 pray. Don't stop praying. Pray, 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 pray. Love you. Talk to you next Saturday. Amen.